Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. It's a beautiful day here in the Hampton Roads area. I'm Veronica McMillan, your co-host for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I was going to say your host, but my host for Issues Concerning Women is Francine Humphrey, and she may be on with us a little later tonight. But for right now, yours truly is flying solo, and so I just want to welcome everybody to our Thursday night show. We are very appreciative for those of you all who listen to us live or listen to us via archive. We are just so happy that you continue to follow us. I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women and the Micro Nonprofit Network. But Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business, career, houses, finances, and life skills. And the Micro Nonprofit Network helps small nonprofits become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. I've said it before on every radio program that we've had. Francine and I are really about the empowerment of entrepreneurs and women. In this day and hour, we need to really focus on helping one another, collaborating with one another, doing the things that we need to do to support each other. This is our internet radio-based program, and as I say, every time I do the show, anything can happen from basically the internet, Wi-Fi, or whatever going out, or even my telephone, which I've probably been talking about since the beginning of the year and haven't gotten a new phone yet. But anyhow, basically, it really is technology of the day, and so we're just so happy to have you all listening to us again this Thursday night. As I said, Francine might be dropping into the show tonight to add her 2 cents worth, but basically tonight what I want to do is continue the conversation of love language, the conversation that we started last week. We're really talking about, I was having one of those crazy days that I really did not want to focus on business, that there was so much craziness. I can't even articulate what I was feeling regarding what is going on in the world today in all of our major institutions, from the government down to our churches. Things are just crazy, y'all. And even today, I'm sure you all may have seen this on Facebook or on the internet or what have you. One of our prominent pastors in the faith basically sort of kind of got into a tiff with a local area pastor about some things that was done regarding her stay at a hotel or what have you, and it became a crazy Facebook, internet, all of that. I didn't even know anything about it until I saw a post on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God, not now this is the kind of stuff that I was talking about in terms of love language. Love language is important, and we got to really understand how to position ourselves to be in that place. And it's just crazy. And so I want to continue on that vein tonight. I was reading a book. As a matter of fact, we're for our nonprofit strategy cafe on Saturday, we're going to be reading Who Moved the Cheese, and it really is about change. And then tonight I was, you know, kind of looking over my materials and thinking about what am I going to be talking about, and I came across this book that I had gotten some years ago, and it was How to Become Change Resistant. And I think in this hour, that we're going to have to understand that change occurred, but can we still be on the position of love when things happen? And so tonight what I want to do is I want to break down each of these components that's in the book and just talk about what I feel is what's missing. And I think that what we have to do in our society today, we have to understand what love looks like and what the language of love is, and don't move from that. Situations will change, yes, and that's going to be good because we all want to see our lives move forward. But what must be permanent is our position of love. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Again, before I jump into one of the points that was in this book, I want to just give a shout out again. We're going to be talking more and more and more about the things that we're going to do this year. But issues concerning women basically is birthed from Francine Humphrey wanting to empower women, wanting women to know how to lead their businesses and being able to share from a place of experience her heart about this issue. And so Issues from Concerning Women, the radio show, was born. Now, if you want to connect with Francine, you certainly can connect with her at Issues Concerning Women, the website, or you can email her at icwdirector@gmail.com. Let me do that again. If you want to connect with her via email, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me via our website, which is themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can connect with us via email at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Because, again, if you get me, you can get Francine. If you get Francine, you can get me, because we're really about empowering women and empowering entrepreneurs to be better, to seek better, to do better. I'm a part of a Bishop Jake does, Bishop's Village, and there are just these wonderful tools inside of the platform or portal that he uses to help all of us who are part of the village learn more, gain more, and all of that stuff. And I was listening to a sister who was just very powerful in just basically what she was saying. She said, you're going to have to write down what you want. You're really going to have to write down what you want. But one of those things that we got to write down is always love. And in everything that I do, one of the things that I say that no matter how angry I get, upset I get, whatever that I do, when it's all said and done, I want to be on the position of love when the dust has settled, when things have gone, when people are gone, I want to be on the position of love whatever the outcome is going to be. And this is part two of Love of Language that Francine and I was talking about. Last week we talked about love basically in the intro. We talked about love expresses itself, that we have to come together in unity and that we have to process tackling hate. And one of the things that I think that we have to really also look at is ourselves, is basically looking at the me in the love process. And in my book that I was looking at, one of the first things it says, am I proud of how I'm handling this? Whatever the this is, whatever the it is in your life, are you handling it well? As I told you all about, I was looking on Facebook today, and I saw a prominent spiritual leader basically do a live Facebook about what happened to her. And it was crazy. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, here we go. And we all know the political landscape. We all know the environment that we're in right now politically. And we know what we're trying to do individually, but we also know what we're trying to do corporately, especially if you are part of the body of Christ as we are. And so one of the things that this number one says, am I proud of how I'm handling this? And this is whatever that you're going through, whether it's your relationship, whether it is your finances, whether it is family, whether it's business, whether it's communicating with another business person, because we have to learn how to collaborate with one another. And are we handling it well? Or are we resisting the change? Or are we handling it in a way that I think technology is great, but I don't think it's the way that we handle business. I don't think that that's a way that love's language should be expressed. I think that there is something going on between me and another business partner, me and somebody in another church, me and somebody else, or sister, brother, whatever. I don't believe that basically you handle it through technology so that everybody else can see. And so you got to come back to the end of the thing and you say, am I proud of what this is, whatever this is? Because, again, you have to basically fall on love when it's all said and done, because, again, this topic is basically love language part two. And then what is God saying? In our segment last week, what is God saying about the accountability to each other, the accountability to business, to church, to spiritual development? And if how I'm handling this and God is not pleased, then we need to change the way that we're doing stuff. We're really gonna have to do that, because this is, I believe, the poison that's in the land right now. This is the poison that's in the land now and is causing great chaos. And then this is something I had a conversation with Francine earlier this week, and I was telling her, I said, I think I'm in my emotions, and I was. Not things, because sometimes I think we know the truth, but we're not willing to admit the truth. And love language is you can always tell the truth, because love is going to stand no matter what, but you got to stand in truth. And so one of the things in the book, it says, are my feelings about the change mainly positive? You got to ask yourself, whatever that I'm in, am I in the position of love, and do I remain positive in this thing, or do I go south like I saw today with this leader and another church? Do we go south? Do we bring everybody into it? Are my feelings about what's happening positive, or are my feelings negative? And I think that we've seen and we all know that something bad goes out so much quicker. And now with the internet, which I believe is a blessing and a curse, it gets out a lot faster. And so we really have to watch what we're doing. Are my feelings about change mainly positive, or are they negative? Because the language of love will always be positive. It doesn't mean that you don't tell people the truth, and sometimes that truth is a hurtful thing. But you can spend the truth or say the truth in a way that leaves people intact. And sometimes I think we forget that. I know sometimes with my husband, he and I being in this marriage 28 years, you know, I sometimes say stuff to him that I really like, oh, my God, that was not positive at all. If he had said that to me, I would have been crazy, because I wasn't thinking about him. I was just in my own feelings. And my feelings were not positive. My feelings were negative. I wanted to win the argument. I wanted to make sure that I told him his rights. I read him his rights. I did whatever that I needed to do. And that's not how this is supposed to happen. So are my feelings about the change is mainly positive, or are they negative? We're talking about love language, part two, a continuation of last week's conversation. And so I want to give us another shout-out tonight. Again, if you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, you can certainly connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with me, your co-host tonight, your host and co-host tonight so far, Veronica McMillan, you can connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to www.micrononprofitnetwork.org, and you can just kind of connect with us from there. Again, we're talking about love languages part two, and the thing that I was saying, the question was, are my feelings about change mainly positive or negative? And my friend, I see that you just tuned in. We are continuing the conversation of love language, and I was sharing with the listening audience. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook or not, where there's this tiff between a major pastor and a local church regarding a stay at a hotel and all of that stuff, where a pastor supposedly went into her room and all of that stuff. I, Francine, I'm thinking, you and I talked about this last week about the climate, things that's going on, and love language, and how we're supposed to handle ourselves. And just before we came on, I was looking at this book called Change Resistance, And the thing that I, the question or statement that I was making just a second ago is, are my feelings about change mainly positive or negative? But we got to still be in love no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay in that position of love. And I think sometimes we let our feelings drive us. What you think, friend?
Absolutely. And the situation with the pastors, I've heard about it, but I have not read it yet or watched the live yet because I probably need to get some coffee or some tea before I listen to it. So, and sometimes, and I was telling my family today, sometimes silence is golden, and just not to say anything when you're seeing these things on Facebook, because it can escalate quickly and get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, just what you're talking about, people are in their feelings, and everybody has their two cents worth, and they have an opinion, and they feel like they just have to be dying to share it, you know, on Facebook. And that's not the place to do this. And I'm with you, Veronica. You know, we talk about this all the time. It's a time and a place for everything. And I know you're talking about love language, and you, I'm sure you, with that, you have to talk about unity. And unity is critical to the success of our Christianity, to the success of our love language, to the success of our building relationships and our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that unity is expressed in our love for one another. And if we are always, if we are the church and what people are seeing, but we are not showing love in whatever we're doing, because you have a right to your opinion about something. And if you're telling a story about something that happens, you have every right to that because you have the freedom to do that. But again, are you doing it in love, or are you to mend the brokenhearted, to mend the fences, or are you doing it in evilness to devour and divide? And we're already divided as a nation. And so and when it starts seeping into the church, that's really, really sad. And on Sunday, we were reading about, because we're on love too in the church. And so I wanted to say to the women that are listening today, and not to exclude the men, but women, we are of royalty. And do you really know who you really are? And if you don't, then you really need to take the mirror and take a good look at yourself, because God is not pleased with us when we are not doing the things that He desires for us to do. And if you're not walking in your royal identity, then there's a problem, because you're going to forfeit your inheritance and your destiny. So across the nations, God is gently wooing us as His daughters, but He will also draw back His hand when He is sick of us acting like we don't know who we are and whose we are, because He's our Father in heaven, and He is not pleased, Veronica. There is nothing that is going on right now that pleases God. Of course, He's pleased that we go to church and you know, we try to unify and all of that. But all of this bickering and this hatred and this evilness, God is not pleased. And so we just really, really, and not that I come on here to preach, but of course, you know I can. Please don't give me a microphone. But I just want our women to know who you are. We're women of royalty.
Yes.
And if this thing happened to this woman, then do it. Take it where it needs to go. It needs to go to the courtroom to make sure you get your attorney. Do what you need to do. But please don't dare air your laundry on Facebook. That is not the place to do it, because all you're going to do is cause division and strife, and there is no unity in that.
Yes.
So I'm going to shut up.
None. But it's so important, especially when we talk about this love, which kind of makes me think, or looking at the book, because the book asks the question, are my thoughts and beliefs about love or change constructive? You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes you and I have been knowing each other for a long time. Out of love, I should be able to come to you and say, hey, friend, listen, you might need to think about that twice. And you know that I constructively are going to say something to you out of love, but I'm also going to make sure, hey, you don't need to make, you're going to make a mistake doing that, so you need to think about this before you do it in a constructive way. I don't think that we're doing that. I think that our thoughts, our beliefs, about love, change, or what have you. I don't know where we are with this, Francine. I think that we're just, not that I'm 10,000 years old. I'm 59 years mm-hmm. old, but I've not seen it at this level. It's so divisive. It's so mean-spirited. It's so evil to the point that I don't even know that people are understanding the importance of love and love language,
mm-hmm.
that when you're communicating with somebody, yes, you can communicate with them and you could say, hey, this may sound critical, but the way you do it, still, they come away intact.
Mm-hmm.
They come away feeling like, she didn't break me down. She wasn't mean-spirited
right.
about that. She didn't do that in
right.
a way that's going to cost me my integrity, or cost people
mm-hmm.
to look at me and say, you know, that's what Francine mm-hmm. said about her, and that sort of kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe is missing in this love language, that we're forgetting about core beliefs. We're forgetting about this thinking from a place of love, and just
mm-hmm.
it's visceral. It's just throwing. It really is at this place wherein people are questioning. I saw somebody say something that, you know, as we get closer to the end time, there was this great falling away from
mm-hmm.
the church. And I'm wondering,
mm-hmm.
is that falling away because we're not operating in love and we're not using love language to build people up? And as a pastor,
mm-hmm.
you know this. You can't
mm-hmm.
get people up. You can't get them to come to your church. And then as soon
mm-hmm.
as they come, you beat them to death. And then just, oh, my God, they tell people about the Lord. I'm like, they're going to come out and
right.
be like, okay, she just pulled me up. And I'm somehow or another going to go out there and tell somebody about the love of Jesus Christ. I think we got this thing mixed up. What do you say?
I agree with you 100%, because if loving others was just easy, you know, like giving somebody a hug and, you know, pat them on the back, that would be all great. And, you know, we could excel in love. Everybody could. But it's more than that. And it's more difficult than that, because a lot of times we don't respect the people that we're saying that we love. We don't respect
yes.
them, and it requires continual effort and hard work. Because for you and I to be on this level of friendship that we are, I have to respect you. I have to know who
yes.
you are, and I have to know that you have
yes.
integrity and that you have my best interest in heart. And it also means that you put others before yourself. And people are just not willing
yes.
to do that, because you and I know each other. It's not nothing you
yes.
can't ask me to do within reason that I'm going to say no to. And the same vice
yes.
versa. You know, if I need you,
yes.
you're coming. If you need me, I'm coming. But people aren't willing to do that. They're not putting themselves
mm-mm.
before others. They're putting themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then they're looking. They're actually, Veronica, just being selfish. It's just selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not love, because
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, when you say that I love the Lord, and I was telling my church Sunday, you know, the children don't even sing, "Yes, Jesus loves me." They don't even know what love is. They don't even,
mm-mm.
and it's a simple
mm-mm.
song, "Yes, Jesus loves me," because the Bible tells me
yes.
so, you know? And we
mm-hmm.
don't teach,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything that we used to do, you know, sometimes we just got to go back to the basics, go back to the beginning, start
yep.
looking at, because what love is, and if you tell me that you love the Lord but you hate your neighbor, then you don't know what love
yeah.
is, and you're missing the whole piece
yeah.
about love. And with this internet thing and Facebook and all of that, it's so, everybody's a critic. You know, everybody should have went to journalism
mm-hmm.
school if you wanted to be a newscaster and be the first one, be Rhoda Barron's other projects, to get all the news out. You just got to tell everything. You can't keep nothing to yourself. And then when you're hiding behind your keyboard, it empowers you to say things that you wouldn't say to
right.
my face. But you would sit
exactly.
there and type something and then put a smiley
mm-hmm.
face behind it, or some other little stuff that some halftime, I don't even know what it is. I'd be looking at it and say, well, what is that? You know, a little emoji and whatever. Because I'm like, is she cussing me out? Because I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
And so it emboldens
yeah.
people. And it's selfishness.
It
and it has nothing to do with love. So we have to go back to, yes, Jesus loves me, even when I don't love myself.
Yeah.
And if I say that
yeah.
I love you as my friend, it's because I'm putting you before me, just like I do with my husband and my husband does with me. So if my husband says he loves me, he's going to make sure that whatever he's doing that I may not like, he's going to step back and take a look and be like, okay, my wife may not
did that so much. So let me take a step back, and I have to do the same thing for him. And so those are the things that we're not seeing. People are just, they just don't care. They don't fear anything. They don't fear the Lord. They don't fear the wrath of God, because people don't teach about that. They don't talk about hell and damnation, because everybody's saying, love, 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 everybody come to church and love me and light a candle and love and love. And go out there in the street and cuss you out like they ain't never been to church before.
Yes. Yes.
It's crazy.
And then the other part of that is that when our love language between each other, there are things that you and I say to each other that nobody else is, can have or hear simply because it's the language that you and I have. And that I'm protective of you, and you're protective of me. You trust me, I trust you, and we keep it there. That's between the two of us. It's almost like an intimacy in that language that we have with one another. That hey, we say stuff to each other. It's not for the ears of no one else, and we guard that as sacred between the two of us, because we're friends, we're business partners, and we are sisters in Christ, and that we figure out a way. Hey. When we need to bash, when we need to just get to ourselves, when we need to do, we can say this because it's comforting to me to know, hey, I got my sister that I can say anything to her, and I don't have to worry that she's going to take my language and use that against me, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be out in the street, whether it be to another business person, another person. We honor that, and I think that's a part of love language that's missing as well, that we even forgot all about how to sacredly hold somebody's stuff and figure out a way to say, shoot, me and Francine, we take that to our grave because that's between
us.
That, I believe, is missing too, Francine, that we just we just at this crazy place where we have no regard for the sanctity of relationships and being able to say, you're my friend, I love you, and I'm going to protect the things that we say to each other. Because everything doesn't need to be said, especially in social media. And I know for yourself, because not only are you a pastor, you're in that political arena, you're a businesswoman, you do radio, you do so many other things. What do you say to those women who are out there, who are looking and need a role model? What do you say to them?
The thing that I think that I should say is that we need to look at who we are and accept who we are unconditionally and know that no matter what we do, if we're walking in what God has ordained for us to do, then we're going to be okay. And I think it's 1 John 3:11, and I may be wrong, but somebody can correct me, when it talks about what God is, and God commanded us to love one another because the love really originates from God. And the command to love one another comes from the lips of Jesus. A new command I give you and I give to you is to love one another. And if we're not doing that, then how can we build those relationships? Because the relationship first has to be built on getting to know the person, figuring out who they are, what they're doing, what they're all about. You know, issues concerning women, we've been, you know, around 12 years, you know, and just meeting so many women, so many different personalities, and I meet them in love. And I don't have any preconceived notions about them. I don't listen to what nobody else say about them. Now, once I make up my mind by the way that you treat me, then that's a whole different story. But if you're just meeting me for the first time, then you should see, when you look at me, you should see a woman that cares about other women and what they're going through and how they're living and how we can help them to change, because that's what we're all about empowering them and making sure that they know, hey, I love you regardless of what your past is, because, see, our past doesn't dictate our future. Now, if you bring in all your old stuff with you eventually and soon, let me tell you, because God's going to show it to me quickly, I'm going to know what your deal is. But until I see something that makes me change my mind about you, I'm going to greet you in love. And I think a lot of women are not doing that. And just like I said in the beginning, we are women of royalty. You know, we just have to look at who we really are. Know who you are. And if you know who you are, then nothing anybody says to me about you is going to change the way that I feel about you, as long as you
are walking in what God has ordained for you to do.
Well, there you all have it. You hear Francine Humphreys, president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. In this, we thank you so much for listening to us. You all have a great night. Bye-bye now.
Good night. Bye-bye.